Joining us on the phone right now is Pat Houston. He is the chief engineer of the Highway 53 bridge that has finally opened. And Pat, thanks so much for taking a little time to talk to us this morning.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Now, this was a really big deal, obviously, in the community. And the idea was that when that MnDOT built the original roadway in 1960, the land was owned by mining interests, and the mining companies said, okay, fine, but if we need to get at the stuff underneath the roadway, you got to move the road. And in 2010, they said, yep, we need it. You got to move the road. And so the road moving, which has got to be just a tremendous project, was scheduled for 2017. I cannot imagine what it takes to move a road and a bridge. Tell us a little bit about this project and some of the challenges that you faced from your standpoint.
The number one challenge was time, and it was a very complex project too, but we don't just unload equipment off the trailer and build something. Obviously, there was a whole lot of different routes to study. And just a little background on the Iron Range, the ore reserve crosses the entire range from Grand Rapids to well east of Virginia and over by Bilobic. So no matter where you go, there's roads and highways and towns on that ore reserve. So that was the original problem that you summarized there. So trying to find a place to fit it in along with minimizing environmental impacts, which aren't just environmental, they're social, they're economic, and environmental. Tons of challenges there. And then, of course, actually building a highway and a bridge basically over and adjacent to an old mine pit full of water in very little time. Very challenging.
Wow. So I don't suppose, you know, you go to the boss and say, hey, look what I did. I built a road and a bridge near a mine pit in record time.
No, I don't.
It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. It wasn't me. This is a tremendous team effort.
Oh, of course.
I'm like the project manager. And
right.
There's hundreds and hundreds of team members. We had a great partnership with eight state agencies and multiple federal agencies, including Corps of Engineers. Consultants, our own internal engineers. This was a priority for the state of Minnesota, and we found ways to do a lot of things differently earlier because we were, you know, cursed with a tough timeline, but blessed with the resources because of its importance to the state of Minnesota to get this done on time.
Well, there's obviously no way that anybody could accomplish a task like this without a lot of smart people putting their heads together. Now, the bridge and ATVs, that gets to be kind of a story. Can you fill us in on some of the details?
Yeah, so let's back up a step. First of all, okay, so the project was relocating the highway, of course, the bridge, also all the City of Virginia utilities and Virginia Public Utilities, and the Mesabi Trail. So the Mesabi Trail is the point I want to make. We all basically lost our land rights on the former highway alignment, which was a private easement. So to answer your question, we relocated the Mesabi Trail as part of our contract. The Mesabi Trail paid for it. And it follows our project and crosses on the bridge on a 14-foot trail on the edge of the bridge. So MnDOT has an agreement with the Mesabi Trail that allows for basically all uses, pedestrian and snowmobiles and ATVs. That's fine. And so what needs to happen for ATVs to get on that trail, they're working on it. They need a trail sponsor. I believe that's the City of Virginia, and enter into the agreement with the Mesabi Trail. But they also need to have land rights on connections to get to the trail we built. So I'm not intimately involved in the details. I can say that we've set it up to accept ATVs. That's up between the ATV organization, the city, and the Mesabi Trail. They're ironing out the details.
But as you mentioned, that's just another example of the thousands upon thousands of things that had to be taken into consideration with this project. Do you think, now, and of course, hindsight is 2020, but I'm curious about your opinion. Do you think, looking back, that if the engineers and the MnDOT staff of 1960 had known what it was going to take to do this, to move this, that they would have set up the agreement the way they did at that time?
Oh, I think so. Well, first of all, that agreement said that until, I think, I forget the exact year, I think until 1987, if the highway had to be moved, U.S. Steel would have moved it. So bottom line is the state of Minnesota and all those taxpayers, we've had the highway there for free since 1960. That's a pretty good deal. And the other thing is, you may not have had a choice. If you look at the range, there's, like I said, Highway 169, there's a lot of county roads, there's a lot of city streets that are on the ore reserve. And if you or I were the mineral owner, we probably wouldn't sell the minerals at the time either. We'd have a better plan. So, no, I don't second-guess them at all. I trust they made the right decision for the future and the most efficient, effective decision for the taxpayers.
Well, you and your team, obviously, and all of the various organizations that needed to get together and pull together and make this happen, quite an accomplishment. I'm sure that all of you are thinking, I hope we don't have to do a lot of projects like this on this kind of a deadline coming up.
Well, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, I think. We love these challenges. They get intense. There's ups and downs to them, but I don't think any of us would ever say never. We're always up for a good challenge. And for example, we've got a couple big ones ahead of us on the horizon. We're just spinning up the replacement of the interchange formerly known as the Can of Worms, which we now refer to as the Twin Ports Interchange. And right off our bow is also the Blatnik Bridge in the mid-2020s. So there's always lots of challenging work in infrastructure, and it's very rewarding.
Well, apparently you've got to kind of have that, it's not really a competitive attitude, but I mean, you have to have that idea of go ahead, bring it. I can, the team, we can take it, whatever challenge it might be.
Well, when you have a good team and everybody's pulling in the same direction on the rope, you can. And in this case, we did a little different method of contracting called Structure Manager General Contractor. It's a long story, but it's very collaborative, hiring a contractor up front. And that was a really good experience. And, like I say, when everybody's on board, you can do some pretty wonderful things. And again, because this was such a high-profile, high-risk project, we had resources that we wouldn't normally have to get the job done.
Well, Pat, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning, and congratulations.
Thank you. And you're welcome. I'm not going to Disneyland after this. I'm going to deer camp.
Well, that'll be even better, and you don't need to worry about a lot of fancy jewelry to cart along with you. Thanks,
exactly.
Thanks a lot so much, Pat.
You're welcome.
Pat Houston this morning, the head engineer of the Highway 53 Bridge Project. And as he said, he's not going to Disneyland, but he is going to deer camp.